For this Tuesday, August 6th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting it. Coming up tonight is the annual Posey County Sheriff's National Night Out. It will be held at Cynthiana Town Park from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. All Posey County residents are invited to come out and enjoy burgers, hot dogs, chips, ice cream, watermelon, and more. Kona Ice will be there from 6:30 until 7:30 for kids of all ages. Kids are encouraged to bring their swimsuits because they will have water slide inflatables. There will be one for kids ages 7 through 15 and another one for kids 6 years and under. Adults are also encouraged to bring their own lawn chairs. It's an evening full of fun, food, family, friends, and a great chance to meet and greet Posey County's law enforcement officers. There is another Poseyville Farmers Market this evening at the Community Center on 60 North Church Street in Poseyville. The market will last from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. Tonight's theme is Fresh Prints. It will be a fruit and veggie crafting night. There will be fruit and veggie stamping and rock painting. MSD of North Posey teachers have returned to work today, and MSD of North Posey students head back to the classroom tomorrow. Now, MSD of Mount Vernon teachers are back to work tomorrow, and MSD of Mount Vernon students start their new school year on Thursday. The city of Mount Vernon reminds the community that with school starting this week, drivers need to be aware that there will be more kids on the street. Also, NDOT is supposed to get the traffic lights back up east of town over the next few days. These are the traffic lights that were taken out by the tornado back in July. Some news just outside of Posey County. Former EVSC board member and previous owner of Lamasco Bar & Grill has been sentenced in connection to a drug investigation on West Franklin Street in Evansville. Online records show Amy Ward appeared in court on Monday and was sentenced to 9 months of probation, which means she will not serve any more jail time. In June, Ward was found guilty by the jury for maintaining a common nuisance at Lamasco Bar & Grill. That came after police said there were a series of drug arrests in the area of her bar on West Franklin Street about 2 years ago. Last month, her vacant spot on the school board was filled by Josh Barrett, a former teacher who taught in Evansville and also Indianapolis. Some exciting news from Holiday World. They are introducing a new event on National Roller Coaster Day. According to a release, Friday Night Live will begin next week. Officials say the event will feature live music, drink specials, and night rides on Holiday World's roller coasters and major attractions. It will run every Friday beginning on August 16th until August 30th. Park officials say they will be celebrating the first day by turning off the mid-course trims on the Voyage, giving riders a slightly faster ride in the dark. One of the highlights of Friday Night Live at Holiday World will be live bands. Officials say the Friday Night Live event is open to all season pass types and any day tickets. Tickets for the event are available online for $25 and tickets purchased on site are $30. Splash and Safari will not be open during Friday Night Live and children's attractions will be limited. Guests are encouraged to check HolidayWorld.com to see all updates. Finishing up with some sports from Monday, the St. Louis Cardinals got shut out at home by the New York Mets 6-0. This was a makeup game from earlier in the season. The Redbirds fall to 57-56. They start a three-game series at home against the Tampa Bay Rays this evening at 6:45. The Chicago Cubs also got blanked last night at home by the Minnesota Twins 3-0. The Cubs slipped to 55-60 on the year. Game 2 of that series in Chicago is tonight at 7:05. The Cincinnati Reds cruise past the Marlins in Miami last night 10-3. Cincy is now 54-58 on the season. Game 2 of that four-game series continues this evening in Miami at 5:40. That wraps up your news and sports for this Tuesday, August 6th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Tuesday. Your weather forecast is next.